Moonbirds and a track called House on a Hill. Good evening, welcome to the New Music Generator. Don't worry, it's not Wednesday, it's Thursday night because of our football coverage last night. We moved the programme to this evening and took the opportunity to broadcast live here from the Cambridge Rock Festival. We're on air until 9 o'clock tonight with the pretty much the usual programme. Without any sort of live acoustic performances, we might dip into a stage at some point through the show. If you want to get in touch with me this evening, you can do so. All the usual contact details apply. It's Tim at Cambridge105.fm. You can text 07919 070490. So we'll do the free choice half hour first between now and 7:30. We started off with Moonbirds, and that is a brand new track recorded only last week called House on a Hill. I played a track by Moonbirds a couple of weeks ago on the programme. They are Mitchell Minnie on lead vocals, Owen Hughes on guitar, keys and backing vocals, Mitchell Casey on bass and backing vocals, Bradley Wellstow on guitar and Sam Henley on drums. They are from Merthyr Tydfil in South Wales, a band that I spent a week with touring at the end of last month. They only formed in April of last year, but they've already performed many gigs and managed to put together a 6-track self-titled EP as well, which we played a track from last month. This, as I say, is a brand new record. It's been released to anybody who wanted it. Basically, the band have been putting pleas out on Facebook saying, if you want this new track, put your email address in, we'll send it to you. So that's how we've got that. So it's not available to download at the moment, but it may well appear on a future release. For more information on Moonbirds, you can go to their Facebook. It's facebook.com/themoonbirds. Next up is a singer-songwriter from rural Cambridgeshire. Don't know exactly where, that doesn't really narrow it down. Alex Holmes, who has just released her first EP of the same name for the track I'm going to play you. It's called All the Colours of You. It's mastered at Abbey Road. Alex has played over 50 shows so far this year, including an appearance at the Great Escape Festival, and she's good friends with The Flow, which is how she found out about us here. This is called All the Colours of You. It's by Alex Holmes.
Place me in a crowded room. I can see no one but you, and when no one's there but the sun beams through, shadows dance off the wall and into the in the air and filling them with all the colors of you.
is he? Shadows dance off the wall, and into the room they come together, forming lines in the air and filling them with all the colors of you.
Beautiful record there from Alex Holmes. It's from an EP which is called the same name as that track I've just played you, All the Colours of You. You can get more information on Alex on her website and also her Facebook. The website address is alexholmesmusic.com and the Facebook is facebook.com/alexholmesmusic. Might play another track from her in a future week. If you're listening for an unsigned band, or you are an unsigned solo artist, duo, whatever it might be, musician in general, and you'd like your track to be featured on this program in a future week, drop me an email, tim@cambridge105.fm, and normally everything that gets sent to me makes it onto the airwaves at some point in time. Next up is Ethan Ash, who got in touch with me a couple of weeks ago to let me know about a brand new single that he is releasing. Ethan is a young singer-songwriter, mid-20s, born in the northeast of England originally, but has spent much of his life living in and around Cambridge and also Brighton. He released a debut EP a couple of years ago. It was called Playing by Numbers. Actually, it was last year, Playing by Numbers, released on the 1st of October last year. That reached the top 10 in the iTunes singer-songwriter chart. Ethan's gig schedule has then seen him playing slots with the likes of Passenger, Ledger Chapman, P Money, and John Bramwell from the band I Am Clue. He's also played many a festival, including the main stage at Secret Garden Party, Cambridge Folk Festival, Bestival, Camp Bestival, the Why Not Festival, and other festivals including Latitude and Wilderness as well. You will have heard of Ethan Ash if you regularly listen to Cambridge 105. He's been featured on other programs before. He's been on Greg's and Ezio's program in the past. Anyway, this track has been featured from his new album, which is coming in October of this year. He's been writing recently with Amy Wadge, who has written stuff for the likes of Ed Sheeran before. The track I'm going to play you is a brand new record, not available yet. It's called Haven't Got There Yet.
Your hand once in a while. If you're looking for jokes, well, I'll make you smile. But there's no redemption in part-time regret. But if you think I'm waiting, then you are mistaken. Maybe you're in love, but I haven't got there yet. Question marks, and you're at the end of the page, and I'm at the start, and you're wanting to hear things that come from my mouth. You tell me I forget, but if you think I'm waiting, then you are mistaken. Maybe you're in love, but I haven't got there yet. And it's I haven't got there yet. how about now? Maybe not together, but you'll have me around. And you're gonna find it again. You'll forget that you were in love. But you haven't got there yet. And it's okay.
It's okay.
And it's alright.
It's alright.
You can still stay.
Still stay.
In my bed tonight. Cause darling, don't you ever forget. Cause darling, don't you ever forget.
Beautiful track, and slightly different direction actually from the original stuff that Ethan had on his first EP. Say, not available yet. It's out on the 12th of August, so you've got a couple more weeks to wait for that. It's called Haven't Got There Yet by Ethan Ash. You're listening to Cambridge 105. It's quarter past seven. We're live from the Cambridge Rock Festival with a special Thursday edition of the New Music Generator. Next up, we're going to play you a track by a band called the Sigma Collective. This has been recommended to me, or actually, scrap that. The band have been recommended to send a track to me by Lizard Brain, who we featured on the show a couple of weeks ago. I do like it when artists talk to each other and say, oh, hey, there's a radio station that will play your stuff, and then they get in touch with me. So thank you very much, Mark, for giving them a good word. The Sigma Collective have been formed for over a number of years and is the creation of the frontman and writer Schmorn, who, despite leaving his hometown of Burton-on-Trent's lively music scene, I sense there's a bit of irony there, for the sleepy suburbs of Cambridge 6 years ago, has never lost his passion for making music. Utilising anyone who could take part, including an old bandmate in Stephen Nichols living in Ireland, his brother-in-law Toby Bristow, his brother-in-law's mate Tom Reason, his nephew Mitchell Vaughan, and even his wife Amy, Schmorn has created a collective enthusiastic music lovers who are doing it for the fun of it and enjoying the journey, rehearsing in random places, exchanging tracks through the ether, and generally working it around the school pickup. The Sigma Collective is all about enjoying the music and the company it's shared with. ReverbNation.com/TheSigmaCollective is the website if you'd like more information on these guys. And the track I'm going to play you is the aptly titled Sunshine. I'm liking this acoustic, chilled out music because it goes well with all the rock that's going on behind me. That's a track called Sunshine by the Sigma Collective, who are a collection of different musicians. ReverbNation.com/the Sigma Collective if you like the sound of that. And thanks again to Mark Fleet of Lizard Brain for recommending that the Sigma Collective get in touch with me tonight. I must apologise, I'm not quite with it. I've been up for a long time doing breakfast show this week as well. So if I do make any Freudian slips or say something doesn't quite make sense, just put it down to that. Next up is a track by What If, called What If by Flux 3-2. They've been recent guests on Dave Hammond's Smelly Flowerpot show. They did a live session for Dave last Tuesday. They are one of the many bands that are breaking out of what seems to be an ever popular music scene in Haverhill, an indie progressive rock band. They are Marty Sewell on vocals, Graham Woodley on guitar, Shane Woodley on guitar as well, Michael Jameson on drums, and Dave Britton on bass. They have requested that this one goes in the unsigned chart, so it may well appear in a coming week, but for now we'll give it a spin. This is called What If. It's by Flux 3-2.
Imagine a life with no fear, survival of the fittest, no drugs or beer, forcing a future is bound to be, glory suspended and money is dear. No work, no religion, no sense of control, trapped in a cell, but there's no up in anger, that knife in your hand, you're cutting so deep, blood spilling your hands, blood of another, the blood of your soul, no stopping your body, you're not in control. Survival of the fittest, no drugs or beer, forcing a future you tremble in fear.
That's a track by Flux32. It's called What If? And if you want more information on them, you can go to their website. It's flux32.com. This is Cambridge 105, broadcasting live from the Cambridge Rock Festival, a special edition of the New Music Generator with myself, Tim Willits, until 9 o'clock tonight. At 9 o'clock, it's Mike Hauser with Renegade Rock. And then overnight tonight and all through the weekend, Friday night, Saturday night as well, we'll be broadcasting overnight through the wee small hours with the Weekend Waffle team, bringing you random chat and all the highlights of the live stages, everything that is being performed here, pretty much everything anyway, with artist permission, is going to be recorded and will be broadcast at some point on Cambridge 105, whether it be live or in a recorded fashion. So if you are big into the Cambridge Rock Festival, you're not planning on coming along for whatever reason, or you are coming but can't get here for the whole weekend, then don't worry, you'll get a big flavour of what's going on down here at the Haggis Farm Polo Club on Cambridge 105. The final track for today's Free Choice Half Hour is a record that I attempted to play last week and failed because I didn't realise it had swearing in it, so we had to cut it short very quickly. I've now gone through and made a radio edit, so it's all fine. Fingers crossed the saved file has made its way over here. Dirty Little Rebel, which is quite funny, really, the fact that it was them that had the record that had the swearing in it, being Rebels. They are Rebel Rogers, Dizzy D and Jay. Probably not their birth names. Their write-up on their website says, "Who are we? Well, we're Dirty Little Rebels, a band who have no problem with being offensive, rebellious, and a little bit different from the rest. When we set up this band, our main objective was to bring back the raw energy and punk attitude that seems to be missing from music nowadays. We have no time for pansy music. We like to keep our music in your face with attitude and sleaze." Their debut EP is out. It's titled 10 to Offend, and you can download this track as a free download from the band's website, which is dirtylittlerebel.com. This is called Problem Child. That's Problem Child by Dirty Little Rebel. For more information on them, you can go to dirtylittlerebel.com. That completes today's edition of the Free Choice Half an Hour. We're back again with another one next Wednesday on our usual slot between 7 and 7.30. And as I said earlier, if you are an unsigned band, solo artist or duo, or just a musician in general, and you'd like your track to be featured on this programme in the future, you can send me an email to tim@cambridge105.fm with an MP3 attachment or a link to somewhere where I can download your track. A bit of information about yourself as well. And you could well be featured on this programme in a forthcoming week.
Live music from some of Cambridge's top musicians. You're listening to the NMG Sessions on Cambridge 105.
Missed one of your favourite shows? Well, don't despair. Head over to Cambridge105.fm, where you can download a selection of show podcasts. Featuring regular podcasts from our business programme In Your Company, film reviews from Bums on Seats, everything that's tasty and refreshing with our food and drink show, Flavour, plus replays of guest interviews from 105 Breakfast and 105 Drive. There's something on offer for everyone. Get downloading now at Cambridge105.fm.
Join me, Pete Robbins, every Friday lunchtime between 12 and 2pm for a mix of great music, entertainment news, what's going on in your city, plus two This Day in Music History facts, and of course the Friday Five. That's between 12 and 2pm every Friday here on Cambridge 105, community radio in your city.
Advertising your business is our business. For more details, call Cambridge 967 105 or email sales@cambridge105.fm. Stand out and get noticed with Cambridge 105.
You're listening to the New Music Generator on Cambridge 105. It's just gone 7:30. So for the next half an hour, I'm going to feature some of the music from artists that are playing on Cambridge, on the acoustic stage rather, an artist that we've featured on Cambridge 105 in the past. So first of all, we're going to play you a track by Radar, former unsigned chart entrance. This is that record, it's Airstrip 1.
I've just realised someone's watching me. Every time I go out, I'm on closed circuit TV. When I'm driving in my car, they know where I've been and when. They can probably figure out when I'll go there again. They can track you down within a meter or two. There's nothing you can do. They know what you buy, and they can tell what you eat. If they go through your garbage, their information's complete. Is that a hidden camera in the corner of my room? They tape my conversations and they tap my phone. It's not just paranoia. No, I'm afraid it's true. It's not just step one.
You're listening to the New Music Generator on Cambridge 105.
That's better. Got me right jingles now. You're listening to the New Music Generator on Cambridge 105. That was a track by Radar. It's called Airstrip 1. Radar are playing at the Cambridge Rock Festival this weekend. They're playing tomorrow at 10:15 until 11 o'clock. They're the last artists on the acoustic stage. Radar, as I said, have been in the unsigned chart and had a very successful run earlier on this year. They've been around since mid-2011, playing original rock in and around Cambridge with a sound reminiscent of Dave Gilmour on bass, Eric Clapton on drums, and Paul Weller with a nasty cold on vocals. It's rocky but not thrashy, claimed an inebriated audience member at a recent gig before adding, I love you, man, and staggering outside to vomit in the garden, says the write-up. So if you want to enjoy a little bit of a stripped-back version of Radar stuff, you can check them out on the acoustic stage tomorrow at the Cambridge Rock Festival. They're on between 10:15 and 11 o'clock. Now, the frontman of Radar is Mark Shepherd, who we have had on the show doing an acoustic set a little while ago. He is also playing the Cambridge Rock Festival, so Radar are playing it's on the last set on Friday night, and Mark is playing first on Saturday at midday until 12:30 on the acoustic stage. Mark is the front man of the band. He's played also regularly as a solo artist in Cambridge, Manchester and London, although Mark's solo set includes unplugged versions of original songs written by Radar. The acoustic format has allowed for some more mellow sounding tunes to emerge, so I've got a CD that Mark gave me of some of his acoustic solo stuff and some Radar stuff. We're going to play you a record by Mark now from the solo stuff. This is called Bad Man.
He may tell you that he loves you. He may tell you every day, but he's really full of secrets. He's just trying to get his way. He seems vulnerable. That's just how he plays his game. You may think that you can change him. So many others thought the same. He's a bad. Make you do things you shouldn't do. You'll think that he's so caring, but he'll dump you when he's through. He would take everything you have, and when he's finished, he'll be gone. Damaged and regretful, and you'll be left to carry on. He's a bad.
is a Bad Man from Mark Shepherd. Mark is playing on the acoustic stage on Saturday morning, Saturday lunchtime at 12 o'clock till 12:30. We're playing you a selection of records from artists that are playing the Cambridge Rock Festival acoustic stage, artists that we've featured on this programme before. Hoping to have a chat with Fred's House and Flaming June before we go off tonight at 9 o'clock. Flaming June on stage at 9 o'clock and Fred's House following them. So we'll grab them for a chat at some point between now and the end of the show. Next up, going to feature Motor Tapes, who I'm gutted I can't see because they're on at 10 past 2 until 10 to 3 on Sunday. No, that's completely wrong. Start that again. They're on at 20 past 3 until 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Still doesn't mean I can come and see them. I'm busy elsewhere, unfortunately. But you can see them on the acoustic stage. Motor Tapes played here last year. I believe they played a full electric set on one of the stages, and now they're stripping down their set to acoustic. There's a brand new EP due out this summer. Sebastian was messaging the breakfast show this morning. I hurried him up with the new EP. I know it's been recorded. I think it's just in the final stages of being mixed and mastered. So we've been promised the first play of a track from that at some point when it does come out. I'm hoping it'll be this month sometime, perhaps towards the end of the month. So if you're listening, guys, hurry up with that. Motor Tapes return to their home festival, it says in the official programme for the Rock Festival here, to play the acoustic stage. Transferring their artfully crafted electronic sound to this unplugged setting, the band will be showcasing the evolution of their tuneful noise. Now, being as I don't have any of their new material at the moment, I'm going to go off their last EP and play you a track called Sun.
Soaking up the rays I can make at your pale face. They're on you, reflect you. Beating back at me, solar infinity. They beg you, withdraw you. The sun is number one, we can sing another song. And ask you to join too.
That's my current favourite Motor Tapes song in the absence of hearing anything else. I've heard some of their new stuff when they did it live for us at Strawberry Fair. but I've not heard anything else recorded, and I'm a bit fed up with Aspirin, to be brutally honest with you. I think we played it to death. I think the band are fed up with Aspirin as well, to be fair. So that's Motor Tapes and Sun. They're playing on Sunday afternoon on the acoustic stage here at the Cambridge Rock Festival between 20 past 3 and 4 o'clock. It's worth saying that there are still day tickets available for each day of the Cambridge Rock Festival. If you want to come down tonight, then you can do. The music continues until around about 11 o'clock this evening. There's tickets available on the gate for £20. You can come down tomorrow for a whole day ticket for £25, and there are tickets available for Saturday and Sunday priced £35 each. There are discounts available for under 16s, and I think that says under, is that under 10s as well, Dom, on this piece of information? Under 16s and 10s, or is that over? Oh, two different discounts. Okay, so kids can come and there's under 16, so that's student and child prices. There we go. Good. Right. Hoping to chat to Fred's House and Flaming June. We're in a good position here with Flossie because we're right at the beginning of the entrance to the artist area. So everybody that plays has to pretty much come past us. So we'll catch them when they come past. They have been pre-warned. I have asked for a chat. So we will chat to them later on. This is Fred's House Festival we're going to play you a track from. Did an NMG session takeover gig for us about 2 months ago or so now, and they've been playing many and many festival recently. Fred's House, it says in this write-up, are an indie folk rock band from Cambridge. You know that already. Their songs feature boy-girl vocals similar to the Civil Wars and Fleetwood Mac. The quartet have recently received airplay on BBC Six Music. I think Tom Robinson was the one that played them on there. They performed at many a summer festival, including Secret Garden Party and Festival, and supported the likes of Eddie Reader and Lucy Rose. So there we go. We're going to play you a track from their EP called Looking Glass. This is I'm Not Saying by Fred's House. Buddy, buddy, boo. I don't roll up my blinds these days because I'm hiding from the daylight's rays. My mama thinks it's just a passing phase that I'm fine.
Please. jump out of the nearest window, save it for another day, 'cause I'm okay. Oh, oh, and I'm not saying I'm about to slit my wrist. I've no intention. You can rest assured I'm not that bored. Oh, oh, can I just have some peace and quiet? It's hard to think with you all talking. I know you mean the best. Just stop saying.
That's I'm Not Saying from Fred's House. It's from their EP released last year, or even the year before. It's called Looking Glass. You can download that track from Fred's House's website or get the CD, fredshousemusic.com. They are playing the acoustic stage tonight at a... Oh, what time are they? Oh, I've got that page up now. All the information to hand here, but not that particular piece of information that you wanted. They're playing the acoustic stage this evening at 10 p.m. until 10:45. Before that, Flaming June are on between 9 and 9:30. And Flaming June, as you all know, is Louise and her band. The lineup depends on who's available. Sometimes she'll have a drummer, sometimes she'll have a violinist. I don't know what the lineup is this evening. I'd imagine it's the full lineup for the Cambridge Rock Festival. Louise is in the unsigned chart at the moment. Rumpelstiltskin, find out later on where that gets to. It seems that Louise and her merry band were ahead of their time, says the official Cambridge Rock Festival programme. But all that's changing now with the exciting ascent of alternative folk rock. Blood, Sweat and Tears is the homage to 20 years of passion and heart-rending performances. The EP gives a snapshot of Flaming June and marks the passage of time and brings everyone up to date with the release of next year's EP, Rumpelstiltskin. Well, Rumpelstiltskin is out and Blood, Sweat and Tears was last year, so that's a bit out of date, that description. There we go. Perhaps I should have got me to write it. This is Psycho.
Psycho, psycho, got a little rifle. Ooh, psycho, psycho, got a little rifle. Psycho, psycho. Gave you and your smoke and mirrors couldn't save you. I thought I knew you, saw right through you. Sycophantic, false romantic, psycho, psycho, got a little rifle. My sympathy, false humility, fake fidelity, master bite of the fawning parasite, psycho, psycho, got a little rifle. You psycho, psycho, got a little rifle. Ooh, psycho, psycho, got a little rifle. Ooh, psycho, psycho, got a little rifle. Ooh, psycho, psycho, got a little rifle. Ooh. Manipulator.
sycophantic, false romantic. You preyed on the mother in me, made a play for my sympathy. False humility, fake fidelity, masked the bite of the fawning parasite. Psycho, psycho, got a little right for.
That is Flaming June and Nerves of Steel. Before that, we played you Psycho, two records from Flaming June, who are playing this evening on the acoustic stage here at Cambridge Rock Festival at 9 o'clock tonight. You're listening to Cambridge 105. It's the New Music Generator.
You're listening to the New Music Generator on Cambridge 105.
Performed by Cambridge musicians. Voted for by you. This is the Unsigned Chart.
It is indeed. You had to wait a week for the unsigned chart. Well, just over a week for the unsigned chart this week. Had a few bands message me last night saying, where is it? What position are we? Well, I couldn't tell you. Voting did close last night at 8 o'clock. We gave a full week. So this week we'll only have, one day less because voting will close next Wednesday night because we're back on then. So we're going to count down the chart that opened last Wednesday and closed yesterday at 8 o'clock. This is week 70 of Cambridge 105's unsigned chart. Last week, number one was Melody Causton with Ribbons and Letters. Number two, Flaming June with Rumpelstiltskin. Three was Elliot Porter's Joanna. Four, Music and Spies In My Hands. And at five, From the Sticks and Boom Boom. And the new entry we threw into the mix was Christian Smith and Rock and Roll Girl. As Julian mentioned on Drive on the update on Monday, we did have a little bit of vote fixing going on this week. Christian Smith had over 500 votes by Monday. Most of those were all duplications by two different IP addresses. Don't try and cheat the system. It doesn't work. And it doesn't help the artist in the end because they get all those votes deducted. And that can often mean a big difference in their chart position. So Christian Smith on the update chart was had 500 votes taken away from him and was pretty much last. Melody Causton was number one on the update chart on Monday. So she at the moment is on course to stay at number one. I can tell you, though, that we are losing a record from last week's top five. It's From the Sticks, Boom Boom, and he managed 2 weeks inside the chart. The band have stopped promoting it, unfortunately. I think there's been a little bit of inter-band wrangling going on. One of the members has been doing all the work and the others haven't been pulling their weight. So that's the reason why that one's gone. Boom Boom only managed to get 0.7% of the vote this week, so it's gone. From the Sticks are playing on the show, a live session in a couple of weeks' time on the 14th of August. So you'll be able to hear that track in a live acoustic form then. So that means that this week's new entry from Christian Smith has made it into the chart. Quite where? Well, we'll tell you in a minute. First of all, though, this week's number five has got a total of 4.6% of the vote, and it's extending its run inside the unsigned chart to now the grand total of 14 weeks. They're a band that are playing on the acoustic stage on Sunday morning here at the Cambridge Rock Festival. They are Music and Spies, and the track in the unsigned chart at this week's number five is In My Hands.
Easy going like that old Ford truck, taking it steady, never been ready, and always had the best of luck. Meanwhile, there's nothing wrong with my personality, but I've got a borderline OCD that won't let me sleep till 3:30. But I'm free,
free,
yeah, I feel free, keeping it up till everybody wakes up early in the morning with a cup of tea. It sounds good to me, and you've got my attention like a bright light in the dark. The only way to find my way is follow it home and make sure I am ready. I'm so ready, I am ready to hold your heart in my hands. And I'm holding steady, trying to understand. I am ready to be your only man. And I'm holding steady, steady as I can, yeah. To what I said, I was talking out my ass. I should have given you the time that you needed and all the things I had to give, forgive, forget it all. Leave it all behind for somebody else to find. There's always gonna be the waters and the handles. Do it by the end of the line. But now I'm back again with my arms wide open. Yeah, they're wide open, baby. With a sense and grace. I'm only hoping that I am ready to hold your heart in my hands. And I'm holding steady, trying to understand. I am ready to be your only man. And I'm holding steady, steady as I can. Is it today already? Oh, I better be going. No, I'm not going anywhere. And the way I'll make sure of that is lock the door. You're not going. Cause I am ready to hold your heart in my hands. And I'm holding steady, trying to understand. I am ready to be your only man. And I'm holding steady, steady as I can. Yeah, I am ready to hold your heart in my hands. And I'm holding steady, trying to understand. I am ready to be your only man. And I'm holding steady, steady.
steady as I can.
Music and Spies and In My Hands. It's this week's number five. It's spending a 14th week inside the chart. I did. They are Dan Bond and Nathan Jackson, in case you needed to know. They got to the final of the Strawberry Fair Band Competition, and they are playing on the Cambridge Rock Festival acoustic stage on Sunday morning and arriving on Saturday night, apparently camping, which will be interesting. Might have to pop over and hang out with them for a bit. They're hoping to make it 20 weeks in the chart, much like Flaming June. They've got another 6 weeks left to go. They got 4.6% of the vote this week. This is the unsigned chart, as voted for by the people of Cambridge and the artist fans. The voting is open every week between Wednesday to Wednesday after the show goes out till 8 p.m. on a Wednesday night. And this week is no exception. Number four on this week's unsigned chart is last week's number one. It's taken quite a tumble from the update on Monday. Got 5.4% of the vote. This is Melody Causton and Ribbons and Letters.
On the ground, I'm reminded of the old days, miss having you around. But the looking glass is worn, and life's circled every town. I'm hanging on these heartstrings, but I'm slowly falling down. I put pen to paper a thousand times, shared it all between the lines, laced it up and posted it with a stamp. They never get there. Ribbons and letters. Dear brother, my friend, it's times like this you help me hide. If you can hear me, I'll do anything I can. We can fix this if we try. But I put pen to paper a thousand times. I shared it all between the lines, laced it up and posted it with a stamp. They never get there. Ribbons and letters. From the raging winds, we're gonna recover. And in this tornado, I think we need each other. But I put pen to paper a thousand times. I shared it all between the lines, laced it up and posted it away with a stamp. They never get there. Ribbons and letters. They never get there. Ribbons and letters.
That is Ribbons and Letters from Melody Causton. It's this week's number four. It's taken a bit of a tumble inside the chart. That's Melody's second week inside the unsigned chart from Cambridge 105. Melody played the Strawberry Fair for us last year, 2012, as part of Les Ray's Strummers and Dreamers showcase. She recently wrote this song about her mum, who lost contact with her brother 23 years ago, in the hope that it would help her find him. The song takes on a meaning, of course, to anyone else who is and has been in the same situation. There's a video to that record that you can go onto YouTube and find. Just search for Melody Causton, you'll find it on there. And Melody's music can be found on facebook.com/Melody Causton Music. Causton spelled C-A-U-S-T-O-N. It's Cambridge 105's unsigned chart. Next to play at number three is Elliot Porter. Joanna is on the chart for another week, 5 weeks now. Elliot, when I spoke to him last Thursday, it was a week ago today, wasn't it? We were doing the NMG sessions at the Portland Arms. Didn't time fly? So he's going to make a big push for number one, but unfortunately he's fallen a couple of places short. 7.5% of the vote this week. Joanna is at number three. I think Joanna was number three last week. It was indeed. So it's a third straight week at number three for Elliot. Two of his 5 weeks have been at number one, and the other three at number three. This is Joanna. Joanna from Elliot Porter. scored 7.5% of the vote this week. That puts him in third position. You're listening to Cambridge 105's New Music Generator. We're doing the unsigned chart on a Thursday instead of Wednesday. We were live from the Abbey Stadium yesterday for our first edition of football coverage, and we're live from the Cambridge Rock Festival tonight, and we're here all the way through until the end of the weekend on Sunday night at 10 o'clock.
The Unsigned Chart on Cambridge 105.
So it's time to reveal the Unsigned Chart number one this week. As I said earlier on, we had a couple of records that were hit by voting irregularities. Elliot Porter was actually one of those. He had a number of votes taken away from his score, not because of him. Somebody was voting for him from the same IP address multiple times, which is not good. Don't do it. We had to take a few votes away. I can now tell you that had we not have deducted those votes from Elliot's score, he would have been at number two this week rather than number three. Not enough to catch number one, though. It's quite a big difference between number one and number two. It's between the new entry, Christian Smith, Rock and Roll Girl, and Flaming June's Rumpelstiltskin, that's now scored an 18th week inside the Cambridge 105 unsigned chart. One's got 7.2%, the other one 74.6%. The number one this week has got 149 votes. They're all legitimate. And this after we took 500 votes away that were not legitimate. I think you know who might be number one. This week's number two is Flaming June and Rumpelstiltskin.
What's precious to me, I'll hide it all away. You won't take what's precious to me. You won't take my world from me, I'll hide it all away. You won't take my world from me. I won't play your games, no, I know.
I want.
congratulations to Flaming June for extending their run inside the unsigned chart for yet another week. I think, without wanting to curse them, it's pretty much a given that they will become one of the very few artists. I think they'll be the fourth or the fifth artist to make it to their 20-week run on the Cambridge 105 unsigned chart if they manage to do so. They're in the chart for another 2 weeks you can vote for them for. Next week will be their 19th week. The following week will be their 20th week. So, yeah, two more weeks left for Rumpelstiltskin from Flaming June. Second position this week with 7.2% of the vote. So it's been a bit of a bumpy ride for Christian Smith's Rock and Roll Girl. It's entered the chart at number one on the update chart. Then we had to take 500 votes away from it because they were all illegally voted for from multiple IP addresses. From the same IP address, rather, multiple votes. Then he's managed to get another 149 votes to get him back to number one. So Rock and Roll Girl is this week's number one. It's another new entry that's gone straight to the top. Christian Smith, if you want some more information about him, is a singer-songwriter from Chatteris. He is 20 years old. He entered the Strawberry Fair Band competition earlier on this year and played one of the heats in that. He also plays regularly at the Junction 5 at Unplugged events. This track is taken from his EP, which is called You and I, and that's available to download via the link on his Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Christian Smith Music UK. Christian Smith is the number one record in the unsigned chart. This is Rock and Roll Girl. On a separate page. Oh, that's sweet. Christian Smith and Rock and Roll Girl on Cambridge 105. It's the unsigned charts. You wouldn't believe the technology we have to our disposal here at the outside broadcast vehicle. Flossie, I'm now controlling my own voice via my iPad app, so I don't even have to be in the room to switch myself on and off. Well, I can only be sort of so far away from the microphone cable, but still. So that's pretty cool. So that means that's one less mouse for me to have to worry about using, so I'll just use this one. So that's this week's top five on Cambridge 105's unsigned chart. We'll run through the order in just a second, but first of all, time for this week's new entry. Now, I was a bit stuck for a new entry this week. I hadn't really given it much thought until John Knight messaged into the breakfast show this morning, aka cab driver, aka cab 139. You might have heard his messages being read out by a lot of the programs on Cambridge 105. I hadn't clicked that cab 139 and cab driver were the same person. John sent me a track under his pen name cab driver a couple of months ago, and it was this one called Speed Date Kate. I played it again on breakfast this morning and remembered how good it was, so I thought we'd shove it into the unsigned chart and see how well it does. I have a feeling this one might be adopted by breakfast and their audience. It went down quite well this morning. So John writes lyrics and collaborates with other musicians to produce new music. So he's the pen artist, and then he comes together with other musicians to put the songs together. This track is very influenced by Bryan Adams. It really sounds like a Bryan Adams track to me, and Lottie thinks it's a pretty much a carbon copy of One Vision by Queen, although I'm not sure what John thinks about that. So if you like this, you can vote for it when voting opens again tonight. Voting will open shortly after 9 o'clock once I've left the OB team here and driven back home. So it'll be about 9:30 or so we'll open voting again for the unsigned chart this week. It'll be week 71. This is the new entry then, Cab Driver and Speed Date Kate. Speed Date Kate by Cab Driver. It's this week's new entry. If you like it, you can go and vote for it when the website's voting system opens again shortly after 9 o'clock. Cambridge105.fm is the website address for that. This is the top five in the order this week, then.
I am ready to hold your heart in my hand.
Music and Spies and In My Hands. This week's number five, 14 weeks in now.
I am ready to be your only man. And I'm holding steady, steady as I can.
Number four is Melody Causton with Ribbons and Letters. Last week's number one just got 5.4% of the vote this time round.
Shared it all between the lines. Laced it up and posted it with a stamp. They never get there. Ribbons and letters.
Joanna from Elliot Porter, 7.5% the vote. Joanne. Number three for a third straight week. Rumpelstiltskin from Flaming June, a 17th week inside the unsigned chart. No, sorry, 18th week inside the unsigned chart. Rumpelstiltskin is number two. Number one this week is Christian Smith, the new entry, Rock and Roll Girl. Got over 149 votes. Over 100 votes, with 74.6%.
We're living different ways. You're on a separate page.
I should have met this girl before. And this week's new entry is Cab Driver, Speed Date Kate.
Something about this girl, I just can't wait.
Those are the records you can vote for in the unsigned chart this week. Cambridge105.fm is the website address for you to go and vote.
You're listening to the New Music Generator on Cambridge 105.